It was another bloody weekend in Gaza, where health officials said at least 90 Palestinians were killed and dozens of others injured in an Israeli military airstrike on Saturday in the southern city of Khan Yunis. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has more.
Khan Yunis Civil Defense Commander Yamin Suleiman's voice starts to break on the phone as he describes Palestinian bodies being piled up in a morgue in Al-Muwasi west of Khan Yunis. The Israeli military said they were targeting two top Hamas leaders in that strike, Mohammed Daif, the chief of Hamas's military wing, and his lieutenant, Rafa Salameh. It said the strike was on what they called a Hamas compound in Al-Muwasi, which is designated a humanitarian safe zone by the Israeli military and sheltered thousands of displaced Palestinians. Scott Anderson, the deputy humanitarian coordinator for the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Affairs in Gaza, visited a hospital in Al-Muwasi yesterday. In a statement, he described toddlers with double amputations, paralyzed children, and said that the air was filled with the smell of blood. Daif is a shadowy, elusive figure who has been on Israel's most wanted list for decades. He's credited with developing Hamas's military wing and considered to be a major architect of the October 7th attacks on Israel. His last name, Daif, is an alias meaning guest in Arabic, a reference to his habit of staying in a different home each night to evade Israeli attempts on his life. The Israeli military announced on Sunday that it had successfully killed Salameh in the strike, but Hamas did not confirm or deny the allegation. Hamas also said that Daif was in good health but did not back up their claim with any evidence. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he had approved the airstrike. But he said that there wasn't absolute certainty that Daif was dead. It's still unknown how the strike will affect the ceasefire talks, but Izzat al-Rishq of Hamas's political bureau said on Sunday that Hamas still wants to continue negotiations. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.